You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
On Deck Business Loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Always great to have your company for Dwayne's World. We'll back to your calls very shortly on 1300 736 736. The open line number 1300 736 736. But a chance to have a chat to Sydney Swan star midfielder, thanks to rjsanderson.com.au, personal and business tax experts. James Rowbottom's been good enough to join us for a chat. James, welcome to the program. Great to have you on.
Thank you very much, Dwayne.
We're still talking about the fallout from the weekend. How have you pulled up personally, firstly?
Yeah, no dramas at all. Ready to go again for this week.
And how has Harry Cunningham pulled up? What's the latest there?
Yeah, he's okay. He's recovering well. He'll take the appropriate steps according to the concussion protocol, but he's up and moving well, and he feels pretty good.
And the Essendon edge, did it get spoken about in your rooms pre-game, given that Essendon threw it out midweek?
Not really. Obviously, contests and games over the last few years have always been tight and heavily contested, so we're generally expecting a pretty hot start, and that's what we got. And then, it was pretty pleasing that we were able to play our brand of footy for four quarters.
Yeah, so it sounds as if it did get, well, at least you knew about the Essendon edge statement being thrown out pre-game, even if it didn't get highlighted on the whiteboard.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, stuff like that you're made aware of, but it's nothing. Didn't really change any of the way we prepared for the game, and it was just sort of an added incentive, I guess. And then for us to come out and finish the way we did was really pleasing.
Yeah, I might be putting two and two together here and getting five, so tell me, shoot me down if you like, but it seemed like your mantra was, we're going to be harder for longer.
Yeah, I think we kind of focus on that sort of every week as a kind of strength of ours, and I think in the first couple of rounds we've been able to show that we've been relatively able to run out games and continue playing a brand of footy that's desirable for longer than the opposition so far. So I think it didn't matter whether it was Essendon or any other team in the comp, but it was pleasing that we were able to do that.
I haven't spoken to you on this show for a while. One thing we talk about is drafts quite a bit and, you know, whether teams got it right or got it wrong. And we talk about whether it takes 4 years to get to know a player, to give a player 4 years in the system to try and work out what kind of player they are, as opposed to jumping, you know, 3 weeks into his career or even a year into his career. You were 2018 draft, the year of Sam Walsh and Isaac Rankin and Connor Rosie, which was a draft that kind of had a few guys hit the big time really early. Was it tough for you early on?
I don't know if you'd say tough, but I think our draft in general has been, for the club, I mean, that year had the likes of Nick Blakey, myself, Justin McInerney, Sam Wicks and Hayden McLean, who are all regulars in the team at the moment, and have played a fair chunk of footy together, which has been really pleasing. I think we were fortunate enough with circumstances that fell our way, and we had a lot of experience walk out the door at the end of sort of that 2019 season, and gave us all an opportunity to play some early footy. And I think we're finding that sort of success now, and the fact we've been able to play so much footy together, it's paying dividends.
Yeah, which pretty much answers the question I was going to ask you next, because we've seen, I mean, Geelong's won flags off the back of a couple of good recruiting years, and that was a good draft for you guys. As you mentioned, you were picked 25. You got Nick Blakey as part of your academy, but Justin McInerney as well in that draft. So it does take a little bit of time for some players to have the impact, but it takes a bit for chemistry as well for a group to come through.
Yeah, I think the chemistry is sort of the main thing that we kind of look to. And at the start of the preseason, we touched on as a group internally that although we may not be the most mature list age-wise, we've actually played a fair chunk of footy together, and we know our each other's strengths and weaknesses very well, and we're able to help each other through certain situations. And I think we're showing that to start this season.
John Longmire's been around forever. He seems to be able to reinvent himself.
He's an incredible horse. He's even reinvented himself since I've been here, and this is only my sixth year. So he's been incredible for a lot of the boys. And as I said before, since when a lot of those experienced boys have retired and since moved on, he's been able to adapt and change and change to a new form of coaching and help a lot younger of a list. And he's as I said, he's incredible, and I love playing under him.
I think a lot of the guys who know John would know that he seems like, he's always been a really honest guy up front. There's no barrier between him and the people he's talking to. He does put a barrier up when he does media interviews. I've got to throw that in. But when you're actually talking to him face-to-face, there is no barrier. He just seems like normal human being.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's one of his great strengths is his honesty and connection that he's built with the players over, as you said, the many years that he's been at the footy club. And it's the same with all the staff and the coaches and the environment that him and the other executives at the club have been able to build over such a long period of time is a real testament to them and the way, as we said, the way he's been able to change.
Loaded question here, James. You've got this unfair advantage of having the academy. You get all these good academy kids and they're coming through and they're making it tough for everybody else.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it? Having blokes like Nick Blakey and Braden Campbell and Errol Goulden come through. I'm not going to complain whilst I'm playing with them because it's incredible to see the talent that we've been able to get through the academy. But, as I said, they're amazing to play with and I'm pretty thankful for it.
You've also got a reputation of making players out of players who couldn't get a game at other clubs. Brody Grundy's one. Hayden McLean's a good example. Everybody could have had Hayden.
Yeah, exactly. As we're saying this year, Brody's been crucial for us in the first couple of weeks and hopefully for the remainder of the year and years to come. He's in massive impact on our midfield group and he's had a really positive impact since he's walked through the doors and on Hayden as well, as I said, in our draft. To see him really going to that next level and as a key forward and a backup ruck has been very impressive and really love playing with him.
So how much is it down to Brody Grundy's brilliance that your midfield is almost the best in the comp right now? You have added Isaac Heaney. You're in there. You've got Errol. You've got a couple of good young guns. Is it Brody Grundy's tap work or is it just the grunt work of you guys on the end of it?
I think it's a combination of everything. I think it's been a fair few years since we've had a ruck of the sort of the tap calibre of Brody. So we're able to get on the move a bit more and we look a bit more dynamic whilst we still have that grunt that we've always had. We're able to give oppositions different looks rather than trying to negate them purely. So that's been a massive benefit for us since he's got here. And I think it's just allowed players like Chad and Errol and Heans to play their natural game, which, as they've shown in the first few weeks, can be very damaging.
And how real is selection pressure? We know you've got Mills and Parker coming back. Adams will come back at some stage. How important is selection pressure or depth, at least?
Yeah, we speak about it most years, but the depth of the list is always crucial. You're never going to be fully fit and healthy for a whole season. So you genuinely need a fair chunk of players to be able to play their role each and every week. And yeah, as you said, to have blokes like Parksy, Millsy, Tay, still to come into this side, it's a great problem to have, especially when we can put ourselves in positions like we are in now.
Are you a big footy watcher? Have you watched Richmond's last couple of weeks?
I watched the opening game. I don't think I watched it on the weekend. But I generally watch a couple of games of footy when I can after our game, which has been good.
What have you made of Richmond this year? They're kind of a whole new team. If you haven't seen them this year, you can't go on this year based on what you've seen of them last year in a way.
Yeah, they've obviously got a few new players that have come through in terms of debutants and like Sam Naismith, who was at the Swans for a lot of years and be able to come through. But I think as a midfield sort of element, they're still very strong through there and have a lot of good players that are able to spin the wheels through there. So it'll obviously be another challenge at their home ground on the weekend.
But it's nice to play the MCG. You guys seem to love it there.
Yeah, we do. It's great going down to the MCG. And obviously with that South Melbourne connection, we generally get a lot of support turn up to the MCG, as we did last week against Collingwood. It's fantastic to see so many people turn up and support us when we play down there.
Are you going to keep walking to the ground together? Is that going to be something that'll be part of every home game or not?
We're not sure yet, to be honest. It's a pretty cool atmosphere walking from our the Royal Hall of Industries down towards the SCG. And as we get to our gate before we go in, the faithful are there cheering us on. It's a pretty good energy that it gives, and it gets the people to the game a lot earlier and builds a good atmosphere at the SCG where we love playing in front of our home crowd. So I'm not sure yet, but it's been good so far.
That's another massive advantage you've got over everybody else. You've got the best facility in the land right next door to your venue, and you get to walk there. It's a crazy advantage. Surely we'll take that away from you.
I'm not sure about that. It was a long time in the making to get that facility underway, and to see it come to fruition in the last few years has been absolutely incredible. And yeah, everyone's pretty lucky, as you said, to have a facility of that echelon, I guess, and so close to our home ground. It's been really impressive.
Is every session at Tramways next door, or do you get to run on the SCG and have a session there occasionally?
Yeah, we play. We do one session a week usually on the SCG before we play there for a home game. So we do a main session there before we play there. But other than that, we are on Tramway, which is again very fortunate enough to have a training oval all in the same vicinity. It's very fortunate.
And one last question I'd rather not have to ask, but you have had a drug indiscretion in your club in the last week that happened over the off season. Do you deal with that as a whole club? Do you get together as a whole club and deal with that?
Not as a whole club, not yet. We've spoken about it as a group, and obviously it's unfortunate, but it's not really for me to discuss as I'm not privy to too much information. Mm. But other than that, yeah, we touched on it briefly and that was about it.
Yeah, and you just look after the club to design the process behind it. But is it reinforcement, I suppose, of you're a footballer 24 hours a day for 365 days a year?
Yeah, I think so. I think if that's the message that you're going to take out of it and a few other off-field instances that's been occurring over the last couple of months, it's definitely that, and that you're an example for not only other players in the club but also people in public. And you've got to be, as you said, on 24/7 and giving your best.
Great to have you, James. Good luck this week. I think you've got your 100th coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, in a few weeks. It's still a couple of weeks away, so won't look too far ahead, but it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, early congratulations on that. You've been a ripper, and keep on keeping on. We'll talk soon.
Thank you very much, mate. Appreciate having me.
James Rowbottom from the Sydney Swans. For RJ Sanderson and Associates, accountants and taxation specialists, take the stress out of tax.